with Ian Lavender as Zhenya Lukashin, Penelope Wilton as Nadia, and Edward D'Souza as Hippolyte. The Irony of Fate, or I Hope You Enjoyed Your Bath.
Why is it people celebrate on New Year's Eve? They ought to be crying themselves to sleep. Because when you think about it, the advent of the new year is a positively depressing event in our all too brief lives. We're taking yet another step towards the fatal Rubicon. And the whole business of celebrating only speeds us on our way. Instead of having a good night's sleep and keeping ourselves healthy, we recklessly abandon all our regular habits. Eat too much, drink too much, love too much. New Year's Eve puts a stop to progress. People prefer to be getting on with something more enjoyable. Of course, among certain professions, there's no forsaking the interests of society even on New Year's Eve. Airmen, drivers, waiters, cloakroom attendants, musicians, doctors, cooks. Their hands are still busy, not with idle wine glasses, but with controls, dinner trays, overcoats, accordions, thermometers, soup ladles. Television works on New Year's Eve, but television is not a vehicle of progress. The coming of the new year is wrapped in mystery and charged with the expectation of happiness. On New Year's Eve, extraordinary things happen that couldn't possibly occur on any ordinary night. So the time is the 31st of December. The place, the home of Zhenya Lukashin, number 25, 3rd Builder Street, apartment 3, Moscow. A standard two-roomed flat in a modern block. A flat that Zhenya shares with his mother.
All the best in the coming new year, Marina Dmitrievna. Is Zhenya at home?
Who is it, Mother?
It's Anna Vasilievna. She wants to borrow some onions.
What's this all about?
Ravel, dear, come round tomorrow. Tomorrow, please.
Tomorrow won't do. I'm leaving for Leningrad tonight.
Have a good trip, then. You're acting like a hooligan.
Mother, who is it now?
A greetings telegram from Aunt Vera.
Marina Dmitrievna, what did you teach us when we were children? Always to tell the truth.
There are circumstances when anyone can stretch a point.
But Sasha and Misha are waiting for us at the baths. And I'll be going straight from there to the airport.
Just for once you can have your fun without Zhenya. Are you going to Leningrad?
Ira's stuck there on business. She insists on my going up to see the new year in with her. Marina Dmitrievna, I won't tell anyone what's going on.
For the time being, it's a secret. You'll learn, all in good time.
Zhenya has no secrets from me. I'm his best friend.
Go and have your steam bath. Zhenya is not to be disturbed.
Zhenya, I've got a suggestion to make. You'll be astonished.
What? Will I? Why?
Let's see the new year in together.
But that's what we will be doing.
You don't understand. Let's really be together and not go to the Korianefs.
But we promised. We can't let them down now. Besides, you've already made a crab salad to take. Incidentally, where did you get the crabs?
From the cafeteria at work.
I love crab.
Well then, let's have them all to ourselves.
But where?
Here, of course. We won't go anywhere. We'll celebrate the new year here, in your flat.
And who else do we invite?
That's the whole point. No one will be alone.
What about Mother?
Your mother will go out. Well, she'll get everything ready for us, put it on the table. I'll help. And then she'll go out to see a friend. Your mother's very understanding.
Clever girl. Why didn't I think of that?
I can't imagine.
You know, the more I think about it, the more the idea appeals to me. I'll have a drink. Several drinks. Then I'll screw up my courage and tell you something I've been meaning to tell you for some time.
Oh, tell me now.
No. We'll wait till the new year.
Oh, I don't think you'll ever have enough courage.
You're probably right. It's the cowardice of the confirmed bachelor. I did propose to a woman once, and to my great surprise, she said yes. But when I realized that she'd move into this room and I'd have to look at her for the rest of my life, I took fright and ran away to Leningrad.
Oh, Will you run away from me too?
Quite impossible. The die is cast. I've held out so long, but I've collapsed at last. Here, take the keys to this flat and come at 11 to see in the new year with me. Alone. I love you and want you to be my wife.
Oh, but you'll have to look at me all the time.
That's just what I want to do.
Shall I bring the crab salad?
What about my proposal? Do you accept or not?
I've taken the keys, haven't I?
Till 11, then.
Till 11. Mother! It looks as if I'm getting married.
It looks that way to me, too.
You've been listening at the door again. Well, what do you think of Galia? Do you like her?
You're the one who's marrying her, not me.
But you're my mother.
And don't you forget it, once you're married.
So you don't like Galia?
I can't say I'm all that enthusiastic about her, but she seems quite a sensible girl. She has good manners. And anyway, if you don't marry now, you never will.
I'm not that old.
Yes, I'll get everything ready and go and see Anna Vasilievna.
I was sure you would. Of course, I'm very lucky. But quite honestly, I don't know what she sees in me. I'm a lot older than she is, and she's so beautiful.
I was as surprised as you when she said yes.
Thank you. That does my confidence a lot of good.
Well, why did you have to tell her about running away to Leningrad? When you propose to a woman, you don't start talking to her about your past affairs. And I'd set the scene so carefully for you, made sure you weren't disturbed.
Ah, so that was Pavel who called?
Yes. He's going to Leningrad, and he wanted you to go to the baths with him before he left. But I got rid of him so that he wouldn't bother you.
He'll be there with Sasha and Misha now. We always go to the baths on New Year's Eve. It's a custom. They'll be tired of waiting for me by now. Perhaps I ought to go and have a bath with them.
I don't see any objection to your being clean when you see the new year in.
You are an understanding mother. But don't tell Galia. After all, we do have a bathroom here in the flat, and she may think I'm only going to get drunk with my friends.
I can see you're going to be a thoroughly henpecked husband.
In which case, mother, I'll only be sharing the common fate of all males.
My friends, having your own bathroom is the done thing, I know. It's convenient, it's civilized. But having a good steam in the public bath is a ritual. At home, it's just a matter of getting the dirt off. And that traditional greeting people give you when you come home from the baths. I hope you enjoy your bath.
It just doesn't apply to a bath at home. What kind of steam can you get in an ordinary bathroom?
You're right. The bathhouse is a place of purification.
Well, much as I have enjoyed the bath and your company, it's time for me to be going.
Oh, what do you mean it's time to be going? Here we are, waiting.
What for?
You want to get out of here, don't you? You want to slip away without celebrating your engagement with your friend.
But we can't celebrate properly here.
And why not?
Because they only serve beer, and we've had enough of that. At least I have. Besides, look at that notice. You come here to wash, not drink.
And they may only serve you beer. Here, give me some money.
Come on. Right.
Just one round, Misha.
What are you so worried about? We've all got to be in good form for the new year.
It's a double celebration for me.
My daughter will soon be starting at college.
Farewell, freedom.
Right. You must all come round to my flat tomorrow. Make a point of it. We don't see much of each other these days. I'll introduce you to my fiancé.
Not me. I'll be in Leningrad.
I wonder what you finally chose.
Who? Not what?
Here we are.
Misha, oh, are you crazy? Vodka and wine on top of the old beer we've drunk.
They won't sell one without the other. No. End of the year sales pressure. We can leave the wine.
Why didn't you get something to eat as well?
They don't sell snacks.
Of course not. It's a carefully arranged plot to make the customers drunk.
Yes.
Just one top, then, and no more.
Pavel, you propose a toast.
Here's to our shy young friend, Zenya Lukashin, who has at last conquered his weakness and found himself a wife. The last of our company. We wish you every happiness, Zenya.
To Zenya.
Well, I suppose, to put it like that, well, I'd better... To you, my friends.
What's her name?
She has a wonderful name. Galia.
Oh, and so unusual.
And now he's told us we can't go without drinking to Galia.
No, I mustn't have any more, Mika.
He doesn't want to drink to his own fiancée.
Galia, we wish you every happiness.
To Galia.
You villains. To Galia.
How did you meet her?
She came to the clinic as a patient.
Oh, is she an invalid?
She had something out of joint.
Ah, so that's why she's married.
Let's drink to your being healthy ever after.
If we keep it up at this rate, I'll never get to the airport.
Rely on me, Pavel. I never get drunk. If you're worried, give me your ticket for safekeeping.
Yeah.
You'll make sure I get the plane, Misha.
Of course.
I won't drink any more. I don't want Galia to think she's marrying a drunkard.
Oh, no, this is unheard of. A doctor who refuses to drink to health. To lasting health.
To health.
I knew I shouldn't have come to the baths with you.
You were just saying that the public baths are a major achievement of man's creative imagination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's drink to the baths.
To the baths. Now, tell us how you got to know her.
Who?
Galia. Or is there someone else as well, eh?
No one. No, I am a bachelor.
Oh, here's to the bachelor's life. To the bachelor's life.
Oh, it's all right for him, but think what I'll have to face when I get home for the new year.
Men, I have thought of a very important toast.
You've had enough. Remember Galia.
I forgot.
If you forget again, I'll remind you. I never get drunk.
To our friendship.
Oh, beautiful toast. You're a born orator, Xenia.
To friendship.
I have a toast.
Enough. It's time we were at the airport.
What for?
One of us is flying to Leningrad.
Who?
we'll sort that out when we get there.
Let's go!
Moscow to Leningrad.
I think that's our flight.
I believe you're right.
Can't you remember which of us should be on it? But we shouldn't have come to this bar, you know, Misha.
Why not? We came for a cup of coffee. It's not our fault they won't serve it without cognac. But I never get drunk. You can rely on me. We'll just take things in their logical order.
Oh, let's do it together.
Right. Now, are you flying to Leningrad?
Oh, no fear, are you?
No. So by a process of elimination, there are only those two left.
It's no use asking them. They're fast asleep.
That's very observant of them. Tell me, could Pavel be flying to Leningrad for any reason?
Possibly.
And Xenia?
Or him too. Let's toss up for
it. No, we won't leave it to chance. Besides, let me remind you that we've got to hurry. Otherwise, the plane will take off without our friend aboard.
Oh, but which friend? Oh, come on, you're sober.
That's why I'm answering you. Who did we drink to at the bath today? To Xenia.
To Xenia.
Because he's getting married.
Oh, you've got an amazing memory, Michel.
So Xenia must be flying to Leningrad for his wedding.
Oh, good for you. Oh, didn't he tell us she came to his clinic as a patient?
He did. So she must have come to Moscow on a business trip from Leningrad.
Oh, invincible logic. Come on, Xenia. Wake up.
Where is you taking me?
To your happiness.
It's a good thing he had a bath first. Steady now. This way to your plane.
the old days, when a person arrived in a strange city, he'd feel lost and alone. Everything around him would be strange. Different houses, different streets, a different way of life. Today, it's another matter. A person can arrive in a strange city and at once feel at home. He'll find the same houses, the same streets, even the same airport.
Where am I? Oh, yes. Yes, we were seeing Pavel onto his plane. But what's happened to Misha and Sasha? Oh, what's the time? 10 o'clock, my God. Taxi. Taxi!
It's a long time since the days of individually designed houses. At one time, they used to build St. Isaac's Cathedral in one city, the Bolshoi Theatre in another, the Odessa Steps in another. Today, every city has its standardized buildings. Nor is there any striking diversity in the names of streets. What city does not have its first suburban, second suburban, third factory, first park, second park street, and so on?
Please take me to Third Builder Street, number 25.
Standard apartment blocks have standard staircases painted in standard light grey. The anonymous front doors are fitted with standard locks. The standardized apartments are furnished with standardized furniture, including the standard size sofa that turns into a standard size bed. Sometimes the typical eats into our very souls. We have typical joys, typical moods, typical divorces, and even thoughts run to type. Individualism has been abolished, thank God, forever.
Here. Wake up at once. Do you hear? All right, then. Look, this is your last warning. If you don't wake up right now, I'm going to pour this water over you. Very well.
Oh, that's nice. Here we go, over the waves. Oh, no.
What? What are you doing? Are you mad? Get out of here!
This is ridiculous. What are you doing here?
We sleep here. Who are you? What do you want?
How did you get in? What do you think you're doing lying there?
Well, you've got a nerve, I must say. Not only have you broken into my flat, but you're behaving as if you own it.
I broke into your flat?
Yes. You may be surprised to learn I've been living here for 7 years.
And where do you think I've been living?
I can't say, I'm sure. Leave my flat, please, and as quickly as possible. My fiancé will be here in a minute, and I don't want her to find me with a strange woman.
Will you kindly explain why your fiancé will be looking for you in my home?
I am in no mood for jokes. What's the time?
Nearly 11. I'm expecting guests any minute, and your presence is not required.
And why should your guests come to see you in my flat? How did you get in here anyway?
Have you any idea what you're saying? Where do you imagine you are?
At home. In my flat. Number 25, Third Builder Street, Apartment 3.
No! I'm the one who lives at number 25, Third Builder Street, Apartment 3.
I beg your pardon. My mother and I have our own self-contained flat. Useful living space, 24 square metres, and we have no neighbours.
I beg your pardon, but it's my mother and I who have a self-contained flat with 24 square metres of useful living space.
Neither of us appears to have a very large flat.
What an astute observation. I would be extremely grateful if you would kindly vanish.
This is utterly preposterous. Mother!
Mother has gone out.
Whose mother has gone out?
Well, presumably you and I do have different mothers.
And they've both gone out. Help!
One of us must be mad.
And I know who.
So do I.
Why did you move the wardrobe?
It's been like that ever since they brought it here.
But this is my furniture. It's Romanian and it costs 830 rubles.
And another 20 rubles on top of that.
I gave them 25. Why did Mother put that strange china on the table?
I think you're beginning to see the light.
So, you came here, moved the wardrobe, changed the china, and... What have you done with my chandelier?
Taken it to the second-hand shop.
Oh, where am I?
Number 25, 3rd Builder Street, apartment 3.
But honestly, that's my address. Although I'm beginning to think I may be in a strange flat.
At last! Now perhaps you wouldn't mind leaving.
But where can I go when I'm already at home? I'm waiting for Galia. She'll come to this address. I'm officially registered here. Look, look, my identity card. Permanently registered as resident at number 25, 3rd Builder Street, apartment 3, 119th Militia Division, Moscow.
So, you think you're in Moscow?
Well, of course. Where do you think I am?
My passport.
Registered as permanent resident, number 25, 3rd Builder Street, apartment 3, 306th Militia Division, Leningrad. Are you implying that I am in Leningrad? How could I be in Leningrad? I went to the bath.
I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Thank you.
Good. Now that's enough. Please go.
But if I really am in Leningrad... Oh, what an awful business. I mean, but where shall I go? Just a minute. We went to the airport. That I remember. We were seeing Pavel onto the plane. So that's it. I must have taken the plane instead of him.
You shouldn't drink so much.
On the whole, I don't. This is incredible. Galia must have arrived by now, and here I am in Leningrad. Oh, if only I'd chosen some other town.
Well, what have you got against Leningrad?
It's too complicated to explain. Don't answer it yet. I'll get up.
Well, not answering at once will only make it worse. You may like to know that it'll be my fiancé. He's extremely jealous, so look out.
Nadia, season's greetings. I'm so glad we're going to see the new year in together. Here's a present for you.
Thank you. And I've one for you too. It's in my room. But I've something to tell you first. Mm-hmm. You'll never believe it. In fact, you'll probably die laughing. Anyway, I came home just now, and on my sofa, there was a man, fast asleep. Well, I could hardly wake him. I had to pour a jug of water over him.
You did what? What do you mean, a man?
Happy New Year?
What? Well, this is a fine New Year's present, I must say.
He hasn't anything to do with it. It's all my fault.
I would like to know one small detail, just out of idle curiosity, you understand? Who is he?
I'm a stranger, a complete stranger.
It's an incredible coincidence. He also lives at number 25, 3rd Builder Street, apartment 3. But his flat's in Moscow. Hmm. You see, he went to the baths and met a friend there, and I suppose they must have started drinking.
No suppose about it. We drank one hell of a lot.
And by mistake, they put him on the plane.
Where? At the baths? I've had enough of this.
Oh, wait, don't get upset. They went to the airport.
To see Pavel onto his plane.
Oh, so Pavel's here as well, is he?
No, I'm here instead of him.
So it was Pavel who should have been here.
Darling, no one should have been here. This one got on the plane by mistake.
And how was he taken on? As cargo?
I don't remember.
Well, he's not much to look at, is he?
Not much. Positively repulsive, in fact.
Now, that's not fair. What harm have I done you?
And how did he come to be in your bed?
It wasn't on purpose, I can assure you. Look, I'm sorry, miss. I don't even know your name.
Oh, that's splendid. He's in your bed, but he doesn't even know your name. I've had enough. I'm going.
So if he had known my name, that would have been all right, would it? Hippolyte, dear. I don't know his name either. I've never seen him before in my life.
I believe you. It just proves what's become of moral standards today.
You mustn't be cross with her. Look, I'll be up and out of here in a moment, and you'll never see me again.
Hippolyte, don't let's spoil our New Year's Eve. And don't force me to make excuses. I've done nothing wrong. Just because some gatecrasher finds his way into my flat.
I'm not a gatecrasher, I'm a doctor.
Okay. Let us suppose he came to Leningrad by accident. Let us suppose that you both have the same address. why did you let him in?
He was lying there asleep when I came back from the chops. I don't know how he got in myself.
Look, the keys are the same. You can test them if you like.
So, you gave him a key?
Why won't you believe me? I find this creature just as disgusting as you do.
I find myself disgusting. Goodbye. I hope you both have a very happy new year.
At last he's gone. Look, let's forget the whole thing, Hippolyte. It's all over and done with. Oh, stop sulking. You've no reason to be jealous. If I ever fall in love with someone else, you'll be the first to know about it, I promise.
I'm not jealous. But put yourself in my position. I mean, I come in...
Of course, I do understand. The things I'd have said to you.
I'm not surprised he turned up in your flat. It fits in with your character.
What do you mean?
Well, you're so careless.
Oh,
no, don't speak. You're slipshod. He couldn't possibly have appeared in my home or my laboratory. I'm surprised you noticed him at all in this mess. Who cares? Just something else left lying around.
You have a point there. Anyway, he's gone. Let's forget him. I'm going to open your present. Oh, Hippolyte. Real French perfume. Oh, you must be mad. It costs 50 rubles.
So?
I've got something for you. Here. It's the latest type of battery-operated electric razor with special floating blades, or whatever they call it.
Oh, you shouldn't have bought me this. It's far too expensive.
I'm only following your example. Smell.
Yeah, I always choose the best. Now, let's have a glass of champagne, enjoy the supper I see you prepared, and say goodbye to the old year. The year I met you.
And I, you.
I wish I could use your razor. Still, never mind. I'll have something to shave off by morning.
I do like seeing in the new year.
Nadia, in this, the last hour of the old year, I have a question to put to you. No more leading me on like this.
Hmm? What do you mean?
My bachelor status. I propose...
Hippolyte, please, sit down.
Oh.
You're a very nice person, Hippolyte, really. And I'm head over heels in love with you, but... I must be old-fashioned, I suppose. I can't plunge into marriage all of a sudden. I must have time to get used to the idea. Now, don't take offence. Equally, darling.
So, you don't love me?
Yes, I do.
Who's that now?
I have no idea.
I'll take care of it.
I'm very sorry to come here. I didn't like to open the door with my own key.
Well, I don't know anyone in this town except you, and I haven't any money, and they won't give me a ticket without money. So can you lend me, say, 15 rubles? I'll post it to you tomorrow.
Can we what?
Well, I suppose it's worth paying to be left in peace. I'll get my bag.
Thank you.
Now that we're alone, tell me, man to man, what were you really doing here?
Well, you see, we have a tradition, my friends and I. We all go to the bath together on December the 31st. And Pavel was supposed to fly to Leningrad. And I had just got engaged.
To whom?
That doesn't come into it. We drank to my proposed marriage, to my fiancé, to me.
Are you a heavy drinker?
Not at all. That's why I got drunk. I hadn't had the necessary training. And after that, you see, I don't quite remember, actually. We had some coffee and cognac at the airport. It's the end of the year, you see. They have to fulfil their quota, so they won't sell coffee without cognac. And I suppose they must have put me on the plane instead of Pavel. It's all very simple, really.
And above all, so convincing. What did you do in the plane?
I must have slept.
Very well, then. You don't remember how you got on the plane, but you must remember how you got off it.
I should do, but I don't. I do remember coming here by taxi. I gave the driver my address, and this is where he brought me.
Let us suppose that the address was the same. Let us suppose that the key fitted, though that's quite incredible. Couldn't you see that the furniture was different?
But it's the same.
What?
It's exactly the same furniture.
Well, now you've gone too far. The plane journey, yes, I could accept that. Same address, possibly. Even the same key. But the same furniture, never. There's something going on between you two, and I don't like it.
Oh, dear.
Here's some money. Where's Hippolyte?
He's gone.
What did you say to him?
The truth.
The truth?
I told him. We have a tradition. On December the 31st, my friends and I go to the bath together. I'll catch him and I'll bring him back.
Oh, so unfair.
Hello?
I didn't catch him. He was too fast for me.
Here, take your 15 rubles.
I'll post it to you tomorrow. You needn't worry about that.
I hate you. You ruined my life.
No, I haven't. He'll come back. Quick-tempered, jealous people get over things quickly. If only you knew how well I understand and sympathize with you. My position is even worse. At home in Moscow, there's a woman I love more than anyone in the world waiting for me in an empty flat. Alone. And here I am in Leningrad.
She doesn't know where you are.
Of course not. She must be at her wit's end.
Well, ring her up, then.
I haven't a prepaid voucher.
Oh, use my phone and reverse the charges.
You're very kind. Excuse me, what's the number for Moscow?
07.
Thank you very much. Hello, greetings of the season, miss. Would you get me a Moscow number, please, and reverse the charges? Oh, just a minute. What's your number?
A45078.
A for Anna, 45078. And the number in Moscow is Anna Dmitri, 5419. Whoever answers the phone. Thank you very much. She said it could take up to an hour.
Oh, God.
I can sit outside on the staircase. You can call me in when they ring. In fact, I can go away altogether. If it's not too much trouble, you could speak to Galia and explain everything.
Oh, no. You can do your own explaining.
Oh. Yes. Incidentally, the New Year's only 2 minutes away.
Oh. We'll open the champagne. It's on the table over there behind the food.
Oh, right. Forgive me, but what's your name? Mine's Janya.
Nadia.
Then let's drink to our getting to know each other. Nadia. And, of course, to the new year.
This is a fine beginning to the new year, I must say.
There's a saying that the way you start a year is the way it'll continue.
Oh. What kind of doctor are you?
A good one.
Well, couldn't you be a little more specific?
A surgeon. What do you do?
I'm a teacher, Russian language and literature.
Oh, yes. It's taking them a long time to call.
Hippolyte hasn't come back.
I must find out when the first plane leaves for Moscow.
Well, I have a note of the airport number somewhere.
Well, don't bother. I'll ring up inquiries.
Oh, you'll never get through. Here.
Thank you. Hello? Is that the airport? Happy New Year. Can you tell me the time of the first flight to Moscow? Thank you. 7:15. But don't worry, I'll go as soon as I've spoken to Galia.
I didn't think you'll ever go.
Now, don't get upset. It'll all sort itself out in the end. Ah, at last. Hello? Hello? I think it was Hippolyte.
Now, why did you grab the phone? Who asked you to answer it?
I thought it was Moscow. You know, it's really only to the good. I mean, if he can break things off with you over such a trifle...
A trifle? Put yourself in his position.
If I had been in his position, I would have invited him, that is, in this case, me, to join us. We'd have had a nice little party, all three of us.
I don't believe you.
You're right. I'd have punched him, that is, me, on the nose.
Well, what a pity he didn't do that. Ha, 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 ha. Oh. Hello? Oh. Yes. That's the number. Here.
Thank you. Hello? Is that Moscow?
Is that Leningrad?
Galia, it's me.
So that's where you are. Well, thank you for calling, at least.
Happy New Year, Galia.
Is that why you called? To wish me a Happy New Year? Oh, I'm deeply touched.
Listen, something terribly stupid has happened.
And I've been so worried. They rang up all the hospitals and all the mortuaries and you just left me in the lurch.
Galia, I love you.
Now I see why you warned me about Leningrad.
That was something quite different. I'll explain everything. We went to the baths.
There is no point in this conversation.
Please don't go. I mean, hold on. You can check. My number in Leningrad is A for Anna, Alexander, 45078. I'll fly home on the first plane.
You needn't hurry. You won't see me again.
Hello? Hello? I had a fiancé. Once.
Don't worry, you'll find another.
Galia! Oh, yes, thank you. 3 minutes. Another fiancé. What do you know about it? I've been looking for the right woman all my life, and at last I found her.
Why are you shouting at me?
Well, mind your own business. You find another.
You seem to have forgotten that you're in my flat.
Your flat can go to blazes for all I care, and so can you.
You're an absolute lout. Ooh, you disgust me.
And you. You. Ooh, you.
Get out.
I am not going anywhere. My plane doesn't leave until 7 a.m.
Very well. I'll go myself then.
Good riddance.
I'm going.
No one's keeping you.
Ha! What am I doing? You nearly succeeded in driving me out of my own home. Hey, what do you think you're up to?
Eating.
But that food was people.
And I am hungry. Ooh. How childish.
One more word out of you, and the next plate flies at your head. It is good. So, you've lost your girl, yeah? Then quite right, too. She was lucky to escape. Now she'll meet some decent fellow and marry him. Well, why don't you argue? Haven't you anything to say in your defence?
I'm afraid of the next plate.
That'll be it, will it? Jump from the balcony.
Not me. Why should I break a leg?
Well, what should we do? What should we do?
Let him in.
No! Get rid of, aren't they? Well, come in. Let me introduce you. Here he is in all his splendour.
Oh, dear Ippolit Georgievich, we are two very close friends of Nadia's.
And although we work at the same school, she's been hiding you from us.
But I'm not.
Oh, don't interrupt. It's rude. Valentina, continue.
All right. We call specially to congratulate both of you and wish you every joy. In all honesty, I must tell you what a splendid woman your Nadia is and how much everyone at school loves her, both teachers and children.
And even the parents.
Nadia is a splendid teacher, a sensitive friend. She does an enormous amount for the community. Her name is on the roll of honour.
Which is all very splendid. I'm sure I should be truly grateful, but I'm not the person you take me for.
Don't listen to him. Go and fetch your men out.
Oh, no. We mustn't do that. We've still got to call on my parents.
And we don't want to be in the way.
You couldn't possibly be in our way. We barely know each other. This is the first time I've seen Nadia. Excuse me, what is your patronymic?
Her patronymic is Vasilievna. Nadia Vasilievna.
I saw Nadia Vasilievna for the first time in my life at 11 o'clock this evening.
Oh, Ippolit, don't play the fool.
What? I'm not Ippolit, and I never will be.
No, let him keep it up. He does it so well. What a lovely relationship you have.
But I really am not.
Stop it. It's not funny anymore.
And broken crockery. Oh, that always brings good luck.
If it gets broken by accident, Nadia smashed that plate deliberately.
Ippolit, be a good host. Invite your guests to the table. A glass of champagne?
I am not Ippolit.
Oh, dear friends. Here's to your family happiness.
Indeed. It's bitter.
Mm. That's right. It's bitter.
I know it's the custom to keep saying the wine is bitter until the bride and groom have kissed, but I can assure you that I have no intention whatsoever of kissing...
Oh, darling. Mm. 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 Mm.
All the same, I'm not Hippolyte.
Valentina, it's time we went. Our husbands will be frozen stiff.
Nadia, Hippolyte, we hope you'll both be very happy together.
Thank you.
I give up.
He's a bit dark.
Oh, yes, I thoroughly approve. I knew you'd make the right choice, Nadia. He's a serious, positive person.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year.
Why did you do that?
What about you? Why did you go on like that, like a parrot? I'm not Hippolyte. I'm not Hippolyte. Did you want me to tell them about your bathhouse adventures? And to have the whole school tomorrow talking about how I spent the new year with some imposter who wandered in off the street.
I'm not an imposter. I'm just unlucky.
As if someone who's unlucky can't be an imposter as well.
Ah, how are you going to eventually introduce them to the real Hippolyte?
I don't think there'll ever be a real one. Not now.
Oh, there now, come on. It's not... Why must I always be comforting you? Why don't you comfort me? I'm in a worse spot than you are. At least you're in your own home.
But it's all your fault.
It wasn't done on purpose. I'm a victim of circumstances. Can I have something to eat now?
Oh, eat what you like. There's plenty. I don't want to throw it away.
Thank you.
Oh, this is good. Did you make it all yourself?
Of course. I wanted to show off a bit.
Well, you managed that. I enjoy good food.
To be quite honest, I hate cooking. Of course, there isn't really time. With all the layabouts and dodges I have to look after at school. Starts first thing in the morning and goes on.
You're reforming them, are you?
Well, it works both ways, actually. I try to teach them to think, just a little, to use their own brains, to have an opinion of their own.
And what do they teach you?
Same thing.
Well, I'm a member of the most conservative profession there is.
Don't be so sure. We can offer you some competition.
It's very difficult for us to have an opinion of our own. It may be the wrong one. People pay a heavy price for a surgeon's mistakes.
Teachers' mistakes may not be so noticeable, but they cost people just as much in the long run.
So when all's said and done, our professions are the best of the lot. And the most important.
Not judging by the pay.
You know, it gave me quite a thrill when your friends praised you just now. I don't know why.
Don't try and butter me up.
Unlike you, your friend identified me at once as a positive person.
Of course, you didn't break into her flat, did you?
Well, this has been a rather novel way of seeing in the new year for both of us, hasn't it? You know, this wasn't just a pate. It was a work of art. One day, if we happen to meet again, we'll laugh our heads off remembering all this.
Possibly. But I didn't feel much like laughing when I first came in and saw you sprawled across the bed.
Well, imagine what it was like for me. Waking up in what I thought was my own bed with some strange woman pouring water all over me. Well, that wasn't much fun, I can tell you.
What did I say? Hmm? Out you go at once.
And I said, you were misbehaving in my flat.
And I was so indignant, I didn't know what to think. Who were you? Why were you here? If you were a burglar, why had you gone to bed? The person who got tired and decided to take a nap.
I couldn't make out what was going on. Here was a flat just like mine, even the furniture. And you seemed such an awful woman to start with, so unpleasant.
And I thought you were revolting.
Oh, no, revolting. Shall I answer it?
No, I'll go.
Nadia, darling, please forgive me.
Oh.
I lost my temper. I was entirely wrong. I spoiled your New Year's.
Hippolyte, darling, how wonderful to come back. I was afraid by now you wouldn't. Take your coat off and come with me.
I was miserable. What? Is he still here?
Silence.
Well?
Well, I couldn't turn him out into the street, Hippolyte.
There's no flight until 7.
Well, nothing would happen to him. He can easily wait at the airport. There's a waiting room there. And you've had supper. You seem to have been enjoying yourself.
Well, we couldn't sit here starving. Well, why didn't you join us?
Join us, eh?
Well, don't pick on every word.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll ring for a taxi and pay his fare to the airport.
It's New Year's Eve. You'll never get a taxi.
Then let him walk.
To the airport? He couldn't possibly.
So he's won your sympathy, has he?
Darling, even my angelic patience has its limits.
Oh, your patience. So in your view, I am to blame for all this, am I? Perhaps you've already taken a fancy to him. Perhaps there has been something between you. Perhaps I'm the odd man out.
You ought to be damn well ashamed of yourself.
Keep quiet and don't interfere. This has nothing to do with you.
If you love a woman, Ippolit Georgievich, you should trust her. Love starts with trust, otherwise it isn't love.
Don't preach at me.
It would do you good to listen.
Nadia, get rid of him.
Nadia is a splendid woman. She's intelligent, she cooks well, she's tactful, and she's beautiful. And you, Ippolit Georgievich, are treating her disgustingly. Apologize at once.
I'm... Kill him!
What? You...
Well, that's all we need to find.
Beg her forgiveness.
You're breaking my arm!
If I break it, I can mend it again. I'm a doctor. Apologize.
Xenia, let him go at once.
Oh, so he's Xenia now, is he?
Perhaps you think I oughtn't to have a name.
Go! Both of you.
I didn't want to hurt him. He started it.
Go.
Very well.
After you. I insist.
No, I insist.
Stop clowning. Just get out of here. Nikolai Ivanovich? Happy New Year. This is Nadia. Thank you. I'll try. Is Valentina with you still? Well, could I speak to her? Please. Valentina, it's me. Will you be there for some time yet? I'm coming round. No, nothing's wrong. No, I'll tell you later. Then you call for me. All right.
Oh. Which way are you going?
That way.
Well, I'm going this way.
I should hardly have expected us to be going in the same direction.
You needn't be offensive. I haven't got anything against you.
Deeply touched, I'm sure. My feelings about you are not quite so kind.
Thanks for putting it so tactfully. I'm going that way.
And I'm going this.
I thought you said you were going.
That doesn't concern you.
But she turned you out.
She turned us both out.
That's true. Stand around for a bit.
Right.
I'm in no hurry. Lots of time till my flight.
And I have even less reason to hurry. Today is a holiday.
It's cold.
Not very. Quite bearable so far.
Your shoes have thin soles.
That jacket of yours is obviously not for this weather. You could easily catch pneumonia, and it could be fatal in such circumstances.
Perhaps we shall both perish together.
I have no intention of perishing, I assure you.
Nor have I. I'm going back inside. What? I've got a valid excuse. I've forgotten my briefcase.
You forgot it on purpose.
Nonsense.
I'll go and fetch it for you.
I don't trust you. There's a valuable bunch of birch twigs in that case.
Birch twigs?
For use in the baths.
Then we better go together. Either both of us will get the boot again, or one of us will be allowed to stay.
I agree.
Why do you go to the public baths? Haven't you got a bathroom at home?
You wouldn't understand.
Hello?
Is that 845078? Yes, speaking.
One moment. I have a call for you from Moscow.
Moscow?
Go ahead, Moscow. Hello?
Is that Galia? He left for the airport some time ago.
Who are you?
A chance acquaintance.
How did he come to be in your flat?
Just listen and I'll explain everything. Yesterday, Zhenya went to the public baths.
But why? There's a perfectly good bathroom in his flat.
It's a tradition. Zhenya and his old school friends go to the baths together every year on December the 31st.
How do you know that? You must be very old acquaintances.
No, we only met a few hours ago. You see, my address in Leningrad happens to be the same as his in Moscow. Number 25.
After you. Oh, thank you. She's talking to someone.
He's in a flat. Galia?
Galia?
Don't ring off. We don't understand. Your Jen is such a decent, kind man. But he mustn't be angry on me. He's not to blame. In fact, I almost envy you. I like him very much.
That does it. The last straw. You are welcome to her, my friend. I give her to you. Do you understand? I give her to you.
Oh, Lord. Galia! You must forgive him.
Why are you defending him? Are you married?
What has that got to do with it?
So, you're not married. And he flew to Leningrad to see in the new year with you.
That's not what happened at all. Yesterday, Zhenya and his friends went to the public bath together, and then...
I'm sick of hearing about those wretched baths. How old are you?
Old enough.
So, it's your last chance?
That's not fair.
Not fair? I'm not the one who did the stealing.
Galia, you've got it all wrong.
You're out to find a husband. You're determined to get married at any price. But you won't manage it. He'll give you the slip at the last moment. If I couldn't marry him, you won't stand a chance.
Hello? Hello?
Excuse me, I forgot my briefcase.
Galia called.
Really? How did she know your number? Oh, yes.
I gave it to her.
I tried to explain everything, but she wouldn't believe me. I told her you'd left for the airport.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll be going.
Have a good journey.
Thank you very much.
Don't mention it.
Well, I'm going.
How will you get to the airport? The buses have stopped running.
I don't know. Somehow.
Well, go then.
I'm going. I just wanted to say...
Yes?
May I telephone you one day?
Do you remember my number?
Anna 45078.
Yes. Ring me.
Thank you very much. Well, I'll be going then.
Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Oh, and... The same to you.
What are you doing?
Leaving.
But you... You're looking for an excuse to stay.
Yes. But I can't find one.
And I can't think of one to keep you here.
Then I'll stay. That's a very good photograph of you.
Well, I usually come out badly, but I like that one. It's 10 years old now.
You haven't changed a bit.
You're lying.
No, really. I don't like the one of Hippolyte. It's got an aggressive stare. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Where do you work?
At a polyclinic. The usual kind of cases. Sometimes I get as many as 30 a day.
Don't you get tired of it?
Oh, of course. What's the use? When people are ill, they've got to be treated. Nadia, I want to ask you a favour. It may strike you as impudent.
What is it?
You won't be offended.
Well, try not to be.
Then you won't chuck me out.
Well, I haven't done so up till now.
May I take Hippolyte's photograph down?
No, you may not.
Well, surely you're not sorry he's gone.
Oh, why must you bring that up?
Well, I must.
Well, I am sorry.
Are you sure?
How old are you? 30?
32.
And you still haven't a family. Well, things didn't work out. There's nothing unusual about that. Just bad luck. And suddenly, Hippolyte appears. A positive, serious person, a good person. Life would be safe, peaceful, steady. A good, solid wall to protect you. Yes, he looks like a fine prospective husband. He has a car, a flat. Your friends advise you not to miss your chance.
You can be very cruel, it seems.
I'm a surgeon. I often have to inflict pain to make people feel better afterwards.
Are you ever sorry for your patients?
Oh, often.
I'm often sorry for myself. I come home in the evening sometimes, sit down, light a cigarette and start feeling sorry for myself. Oh, how sorry I feel.
Haven't you ever been married?
I was once. Half married.
How so?
Oh, we used to meet twice a week. It lasted about 10 years. Ever since then, I've never liked weekends or public holidays. They were the times when I was alone.
He was already married.
He still is.
And do you still love him?
No. Let's have some coffee.
I never had any success with women, right from my school days. There was a girl in our class, Ira. Nothing special about her, but she did have something. I was in the 8th class then, and as they used to say in those days, I fell for her in a big way. She didn't take a scrap of notice of me. Not a scrap. And when we left school, she married Pavel.
The one you went to the baths with? The one who should have flown to Leningrad?
That's him, dear fella. And of course, I was invited to the wedding, and there I proposed a toast. Ira, it is my fervent wish and hope that you will leave Pavel as soon as possible and marry me. I shall be waiting for you.
What?
After that, I had to leave. It was a terrible row.
And yet you and Pavel are still friends?
Why not? We have been all our lives. It's not his fault she chose him. Oh, she's the one he should have come to Leningrad to see in the new year with. She's here on a business trip.
Poor Ira. So she suffered too.
Why too? I, for instance, don't feel as if I'd suffered at all. I'll make the coffee.
Why should you make it?
You'll only spoil it. You don't know the first thing about cooking. You're a terrible cook. You're fish in aspic jelly. It wasn't fish, it was more like strychnine.
But you praised it.
I was trying to get round you. Nadia.
What?
Nadia, I hardly know myself.
How do you mean?
Well, at home I was always considered to be shy. Mother used to say that anyone could walk over me, and my friends used to call me the doormat.
Oh, they must have been flattering you.
I thought the same about myself.
You're obviously very modest.
But now I feel a different man, much more...
Insolent.
No, bolder. More...
Rude.
Decisive. More...
Ready to take liberties.
Wrong. I feel like a man who can achieve anything. I feel I have strength. It must be because I've met you. You brought out my true character, a character I never suspected myself of having.
Do you realize what you're saying? I've turned you into a rude, overbearing brute.
Yes. No one has ever called me that before. Oh, Nadia, I'm so happy. What a pest that man is. I don't know what I'll do to him this time.
I'll answer it.
Nadia, put your coat on. About.
What are you two doing in here? Please go away.
Do you realize what you're saying?
Hmm? What is all this?
Why did you call us, Nadia?
I won't let her go. Do you hear me?
What right have you to give orders here?
Because I'm Hippolyte. And what are you laughing at?
Because you're lying. I was afraid to tell you when you were here before, girls.
Go on, tell them.
This isn't Hippolyte at all. He's a complete stranger. I don't even know his second name.
Don't believe a word she says. I am Hippolyte. Nadia would never spend New Year's night with a man she'd never met before.
I'll explain everything. When I came home last night...
Oh, for God's sake, don't start all that about my being in your bed.
I think perhaps we'd better go.
Stop this nonsense. At once, Zhenya.
Zhenya? I'm not Zhenya, I'm Hippolyte.
I'll hit you.
Who wants to be gone, please?
In that case, girls, you'd better stay. Come on, let's have a glass of champagne. After all, it is the New Year.
Dear Nadia and Hippolyte.
But he isn't Hippolyte.
Nadia, it isn't funny anymore.
Here we are.
Thank you.
I want to drink to your not quarrelling anymore in the new year.
We won't.
Girls, I'm coming with you.
Don't be stupid. Why don't you cry bitter this time?
Well, if you want us to. It's bitter.
Bitter, bitter, bitter.
I'm not going to kiss him. Zhenya, keep away from me.
I am not Zhenya, I'm Hippolyte. Nadia, you're keeping the people waiting. You've not responded to the people's wishes.
Tatiana, come on.
What?
Can't you see we're not wanted here anymore?
Oh, right.
What's become of Tatiana and Valentina?
Darling, I like your friends very much.
Are we on terms of endearment already?
Oh, we have been for a long time, haven't you noticed? This is a railway station, not a flat.
Listen, it's Olivia.
Just a minute. Nadia, what's your name?
Shevaleva.
No, no, no. You come to the wrong address.
And what's your name?
Lukashin.
And your patronymic?
Mikhailovich.
Zhenya Mikhailovich Lukashin. How very nice to meet you.
You too, Nadia Vasilievna Shevaleva.
And who are you ringing now?
The airport. I want to know when the second plane leaves.
And why have you decided to postpone your departure?
I don't want to go.
Why not?
I just don't, that's all. Is that the airport? When is there a plane leaving for Moscow? No, what about the next one? And the one after that? And after that? Damn it all. This is ridiculous. There's a flight every half hour. Oh, this is beyond me.
What is?
Why I must leave by the morning plane. I don't have to be at work until the second. We can enjoy ourselves for the day, go around the Hermitage, and I'll catch the evening plane or go by rail.
You're taking a lot for granted. I don't remember inviting you to stay.
What are you waiting for, then? Go ahead, invite me.
But why?
I can't possibly talk to you properly with that photograph of Hippolyte leering down at us. It makes me feel as if there were three of us here all the time.
Don't you dare touch him.
I won't hurt him. I'll just slip him in behind.
Oh, no, you will not leave him where he is.
All right. We'll leave him there. But we'll turn his face to the wall. Doesn't matter as long as we can't see him.
Oh, leave him alone. He hasn't done you any harm.
Why are you defending him? Has this photograph some sentimental value
that's
for you?
That's none of your business.
For darling Nadia. Well, that's too much.
What are you doing?
Letting him have a breath of fresh air. There.
Go and pick him up this instant.
No.
I repeat.
Nadia, don't waste your breath. I won't do it.
In that case, you'd better take the first plane after all.
Certainly. I'll just have a quick shave and that's the last you'll see of me.
This isn't a barber shop.
I can't fly to see my fiancé in an unshaven state.
Of course, I'd quite forgotten that you had a fiancé.
Well, go on. Go on, run and open it. It can only be Hippolyte. Seems such a long time since he was here last.
So now he's using my razor. A prelude to spending the night, no doubt. Goodbye, Nadia. For good, this time.
Splendid! Splendid! This time, he's gone forever. Why has he left his razor behind?
Why do you ask? You're going off to see your fiancé. That razor belongs to my fiancé.
Your former fiancé, Hippolyte, won't be back. You may as well forget all about him. And if he dares to show his face here again, I'll chuck him down the stairs.
What right if you should talk to me like this? Why are you interfering in my life? It's high time you went to the airport.
My train leaves late at night.
Then I shall go.
That's a good idea. Take a walk while I'm resting.
And I shall be back with a policeman.
Bring the whole station if you like.
I'm going to pick up that photograph. And don't rob the flat while I'm gone. Remember, I can always trace you. I know your address in Moscow.
Thank you.
Hello?
Who are you?
What? Who are you? Oh, I think I can guess. Oh, I'm so very glad.
Don't come near me. I'll scream.
I'll explain everything.
Stop. Don't move.
There's no need to be afraid of me.
How did you get in here?
If you'll be patient, I'll begin from the beginning. Every year on December 31st, my friends and I go to the baths.
I don't want to know about your bathing habits. I may be an old woman, but I won't let you get away.
I don't intend to go away. I'm perfectly happy here.
Turn out your pockets.
Here's my loot. 15 rubles in all.
Huh, not much of a haul. Didn't you take anything else?
No, I wasn't quick enough.
You look a fairly respectable person. I wouldn't take you for a burglar. Aren't you ashamed of breaking into people's flats on New Year's Eve, just when everyone's enjoying themselves?
May I ask your name?
What business is it of yours?
Please listen to me. I'll try to explain. Don't scream!
Don't come any closer, then. Not another move. Nadia and Hippolyte will be back in a minute, and we'll arrest you.
Hippolyte won't be back.
Why not?
I finished him off with a razor. Come on, sit down. Please don't be upset. It was an electric razor.
So, you electrocuted him? Oh. Good heavens, and he was such a nice man.
Look, calm yourself. I didn't kill him. I got him out of the house, that's all.
Go into the next room. There's some medicine in a yellow bottle on the shelf there.
All right, yes. Valacordine.
How do you know? Oh.
Here you are.
Thank you. Oh, that's better.
Now let me take your pulse. Have you ever had a cardiogram?
I've got, what do they call it, a leftward shift.
Nonsense. Everyone has that. How's your blood pressure?
170 to 100. Why do you ask?
Do you take Proserpine?
How do you know so much about these things?
I'm a doctor.
So, housebreaking's a sideline, is it? Don't you earn enough to live on?
There's a new drug against hypertension. I'll write you a prescription.
You may be a burglar, but at least you're considerate. Thank you so much.
Now, why did you do that? You still don't trust me.
Pretending you're a doctor, eh? Very crafty, I must say.
Here, take the prescription. I'll slip it under the door.
It's really doing
good. Nadia should order it for you without fail.
How do you know Nadia? What's your name?
Lukashin, Zhenya Mikhailovich.
I don't seem to have heard your name before. Have you known Nadia for long?
What's the time?
About 7, I should think, and we'll soon be getting light.
Well, that means we've known each other for approximately 8 hours. I arrived at your house last night at about 11.
But you've been here all night?
Yes, all night.
Why didn't Nadia turn you out?
I suppose she didn't want to.
You mean she likes you?
Well, that I don't know. I know I like her.
Straight away? Just like that? You're quick off the mark.
Yes. I know it doesn't happen like that usually. If anyone had told me yesterday it was going to happen to me, I'd have laughed in their faces. But believe me, in real life there's an exception to every rule. Otherwise, life would be monotonous. And anyway, come to think of it, it's the exceptions that make history. Yes, I agree with you. From the generally accepted point of view, this is all complete nonsense.
And why did you take the 15 rubles? You didn't think I'm going to let you out of there?
I don't want you to let me out. I mean it.
Mummy, why are you sitting in the hall?
I'm guarding a criminal.
The criminal is me.
Let him out, Mummy.
Very well. If you say so.
Didn't you get frozen?
I took a taxi.
Where to?
The station. I bought you a ticket.
On the night train?
Morning, here.
Will someone explain to me what's going on?
Thank you very much. You did the right thing. You've been a great help. I'm deeply moved. I shall always be grateful. You saved me all the trouble of standing in a queue. Words fail me. There. That's what I think of your ticket.
Oh!
I'm going back to Lever's to go on celebrating the New Year. There's no point in my staying here.
You're obviously a wonderful mother.
Nadia, mind there isn't someone else here by the time I get back.
Don't worry, I won't allow that.
I promised, if you remember, to come back with Hippolyte's photograph. There it is. And there it stays.
And this is what I think of Hippolyte's photograph. There.
Oh! You bully. You crook. You blockhead. You idiot.
You're so attractive when you're calling me names. Don't let's open it. We're not at home.
Well, who could it be?
It doesn't matter who it is. We're not going to answer.
How strange people are. Don't they realise we're not at home if we don't answer?
And if we are at home and don't answer, it means we don't want to see anyone. How tactless.
What bad manners.
That really is the limit.
Now we won't open it on purpose.
Courage, darling. This is a game of nerves.
Well, they're utterly mad.
Nadia, I implore you, stand firm.
Oh, we'll have to answer. Otherwise, they'll break the door down.
I'll open it then.
Jenya, keep your temper.
Oh, good morning, boys and girls. It is me. It is I. I'm the one who's been breaking down your door. I've come to wish you happiness. You mind if I have a bite to eat? I'm starving.
Why are you acting in a strange way, Hippolyte?
Along the street, the urchin went, all blue and shivering with cold. I'm referring to myself. I was just about frozen stiff. My shoes have very thin soles. Oh, he knows that. But some good Samaritans found me, took me in and made me warm again.
So we noticed.
Life is full of surprises. That's the best thing about it. Can such a thing as happiness ever be expected, planned, programmed? We live boring lives. We lack the spirit of adventure. We have lost the knack of climbing in at our lovers' windows. We've forgotten how to act foolishly. What awful stuff your jellyfish is, Nadia. Next New Year, I'm definitely going to the baths.
Why wait a whole year?
Quite right. What a good idea.
Where's he gone now?
To the bathroom. I think he's taking a shower.
It sounds like it. Just a minute. I'll go and look.
Nadia, come quick!
What is it? What's the matter? Hippolyte, you're mad. Come out of there at once.
Oh, not like this.
You spoil your overcoat soaping it like that.
Now you're being trivial.
You might at least take your hat off in the shower.
I like it the way it is. And you'd better keep quiet.
Oh, Hippolyte, please. Do come out of there.
What a beautiful romantic story. It is New Year's Eve. A certain person goes to the public bath. This, mark you, is the key to his whole character. At the baths, he gets sozzled to celebrate his forthcoming marriage. That, too, is a point in his favour. After that, he's bundled onto a plane and turns up in another city. But this is a mere trifle. He doesn't even notice his new surroundings. His thinking is on far too big a scale for that. Oh, give my back a rubber, old man. No? Well, don't. That was good. And in this new city, he bumps into another woman. So he forgets all about his Moscow bride-to-be and shacks up with the Leningrad one instead. As you see, he's a man of very high moral principle.
Stop this nonsense.
Oh, we mustn't resent hearing the truth, even when it's bitter. Nadia, this is all just a passing fancy. You can break up the old in such a short time, but you can't necessarily build something new. Tomorrow will come the hangover and the emptiness, the end of New Year's night. And both of you know I am right. Nadia, you will remember Hippolyte.
Well, where are you going? You catch cold.
Don't be an idiot. You'll turn into an icicle in those dripping clothes.
Perhaps that's just what I want.
to catch cold and die.
My God, I'm exhausted. What a night.
If he comes back again, he'll set the house on fire. But to be honest, he's a decent enough chap.
I'm sorry for him. And you know, he did tell us something we were afraid to tell each other.
Nadia, think what you're saying.
That's just what I am doing.
I'll answer it.
Well, now, don't be nasty. He's all wet.
Oh, what a nuisance I am. I forgot my keys. Liuba and the family are going to bed and it's cold on the staircase. Was it you who drenched Hippolyte like that? He got into his car all wet.
No one drenched him. He was wet with tears.
How could you, hurting a nice man like that? I'm going to bed.
Well, it's time you went.
There's a plane leaving every half hour.
Half an hour won't solve anything.
If we part now, we'll regret it.
But you see, in a way, Hippolyte was right. We have been a bit mad. Now New Year's Eve is over and the world is assuming its normal shape.
So, he managed to do his dirty work after all. It's morning. I feel as if I'd lived a whole lifetime in one night.
Go and pick up that ticket. You should be able to find it.
No, I won't go by train. I don't feel like a 6-hour rail journey. I've still got your 15 rubles, I'll fly.
Think of me sometimes.
I hope you'll think of me sometimes too.
You must go now.
May I kiss you goodbye?
No, Eugenia. Please don't. Just go.
Suppose the weather isn't fit for flying. May I come back then?
No. You can go by the train.
All right. I'm off then.
Goodbye, Nadia. Thank you.
Goodbye, Eugenia.
Been to Leningrad.
Where?
Leningrad. Oh. I'm tired and I want some sleep.
So you ran away to Leningrad again.
All right. Sit down and I'll tell you. I'll begin at the beginning. Well, you know about the baths already. Remember, you yourself told me Pavel was flying to Leningrad. Mm. Well, we had a drink at the baths and went to the airport to see Pavel onto his plane. We had some more to drink at the airport, and quite by accident, not deliberately, you understand, it was a mistake. They sent me to Leningrad instead of Pavel.
Sent you? What are you, a parcel or something? Didn't you know what was going on?
I hadn't a clue.
Oh, you really are going downhill. You need a wife, Xenia. Somebody to obey. I can just imagine how insulted Galia feels.
I rang her from Leningrad. She was here in the flat. I tried to explain.
I wouldn't have forgiven such a thing, never. Is Galia on the phone?
No, thank goodness.
I understand. It'll be hard for you to go into the matter with her just now. Never mind. I'll handle this myself. I'll go to see her and bring her back here with me. If she resists, I'll use force. I'll tie her up.
Mother, please don't do that.
What's her address?
Mother, don't kick a man when he's halfway into bed.
So now you don't want to marry Galia?
I've met another woman.
Where?
In Leningrad.
When?
Last night, of course.
And you're giving up Galia?
Yes. Are they all plotting against me or what?
You woman chaser!
Mother! Mummy dear! Oh, I'm so unhappy. I never have any love. I'll probably become a confirmed bachelor.
Oh, no.
And why should I marry anyway? No woman will ever care for me like you do. I mean, just suppose another woman appears in this flat. How can I be sure you'll get on? I'll start worrying. No, Mother. Let things stay as they are. It's much better.
Oh, my poor boy. It'll all come right in the end. Now, don't get upset. Lie down and have a good rest.
Yes. Yes, Mother.
That's it. And what's her name, this girl in Leningrad?
Nadia. Nadia Vasilievna Shevelieva. What is it?
You forgot your birch twigs.
Nadia, how did you manage to find me?
What a great big stupid you are.
Oh, Nadia.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's going to be the same here, is it?
I hope it isn't Hippolyte.
Oh.
Sorry, Xenia. How could I have made a mistake like that? I never get drunk.
Now, no more kissing now. You've got guests.
We can't stop. We haven't seen each other for such a long time.
How did you get back so quickly?
Oh, what's happening, Xenia? Who
I'm
is
so
it?
Glad Galia forgave you. Now I can make my speech. Dear Galia, may you live happily ever after. Xenia, we approve of your choice. Dear Galia.
Xenia, who is this lady?
Mother, my friends. Allow me to introduce Nadia Vasilievna Shevelieva, who is going to become my wife.
Do you think I'm being light-minded? Oh, only time will tell us that.
Carol, have you any idea what's going on?
No, but this obviously isn't Galia. Do you understand, Misha?
The only thing I know for sure is that that's Xenia.
My dear good friends, I'm so grateful to you all. Grateful that you dragged me off to the baths. Grateful that you got mixed up and sent me off to Leningrad instead of Pavel. Because, you see, if you hadn't, I should never have found happiness.
In The Irony of Fate, for I Hope You Enjoyed Your Bath, by Emil Braginsky and Eldar Ryazanov, translated by Robert Dagleish, Ian Lavender played Xenia Lukashin, Penelope Wilton, Nadia, and Edward D'Souza, Hippolyte. Marina Dmitrievna was played by Catherine Parr, Olga Nikolaevna by Margot Boyd, Galia by Deirdre Edwards, Pavel by George Parsons, Sasha by Ronald Herdman, Misha by Michael Spice, Valentina by Eve Karpf, and Tatiana by Wendy Murray. The narrator was Hugh Dixon. Irony of Fate, or I Hope You Enjoyed Your Bath, was adapted for radio and directed by Glyn Dearman.